New York cancels solicitation but remains committed to OSW, written by John Crop Lee and read by an automated voice. After 19 months, New York has abandoned its most recent attempt to procure offshore wind power, saying it would not be prudent to proceed amid federal policy uncertainty. The decision is only the latest setback for a state that, despite multiple cancellations and cost escalations, has the largest offshore wind pipeline in the nation. New York presented it as a delay, not an end, of its offshore wind ambitions. In the same week that it canceled the procurement, New York issued a request for information on ways to keep the industry from further atrophy, told an industry conference that offshore wind remains an important part of its energy strategy, and approved the structure of the Offshore Wind Renewable Energy Credit, or OREC, system that subsidizes increasingly expensive construction. New York launched its fifth offshore wind solicitation July 17, 2024. It attracted 25 proposals totaling 6,870 megawatts from four bidders: Attentive Energy, Community Offshore Wind, Ørsted, and Vineyard Offshore. Attentive withdrew its proposals in October 2024, and Ørsted in August 2025. Attentive partner Total Energies and community partner RWE said in November 2024 and April 2025 respectively that they would put their wind energy development efforts in U.S. waters on hiatus because of the political uncertainty surrounding offshore wind. And of course, Donald Trump was re-elected president in November 2025 with a promise to block offshore wind development, and has been trying to follow through for 13 months. Given all this, the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority, or NYSERDA, announced February 13 that it was canceling the fifth solicitation. A spokesperson said federal actions disrupted the market and instilled significant uncertainty into offshore wind project development. Given the current level of uncertainty, it would not be prudent to enter into new long-term OREC purchase and sale agreements at this time, and as such, NYSERDA has concluded OREC 24-1 without award. With that, four out of five of New York's solicitations are now dead ends. The two contracts awarded in the 2018 solicitation were canceled because cost escalations render the contracts unprofitable. The two contracts totaling 2.6 gigawatts awarded in the 2020 solicitation were canceled for the same reason. And the three projects totaling 4 gigawatts chosen in the 2022 solicitation were rendered untenable when General Electric halted development of the specified turbine. Only the 2023 solicitation, a rush effort to salvage the state's imploding offshore wind portfolio, has yielded steel in the water. Empire Wind 1 and Sunrise Wind are now under construction, at much greater cost than first agreed on. But that is more than other states with offshore wind aspirations can say. With the 132-megawatt South Fork Wind, New York now has three wind farms spinning or being built off its coast. No other state has more than one, and most have none. Speaking to Oceantic Network's IPF 2026 on February 10 in New York City, NYSERDA President Doreen Harris reiterated the state's commitment to offshore wind despite Trump's persistent efforts to destroy the sector, including one stop-work order against Sunrise and two against Empire. "It is an important part of New York's strategy to meet rising power demand," she said. "To be clear, offshore wind remains a central part of how we get from here to there on the order of 7 gigawatts of incremental capacity between now and 2040. That is a telling detail. New York's official offshore wind goal, established by its landmark 2019 climate law and specified on NYSERDA's own website, has been 9 gigawatts by 2035. Meaningful step. So New York is pushing the timeline back and potentially changing the path, but not abandoning the effort. NYSERDA on February 10 issued a request for information, or RFI, seeking industry input on a potential pre-development support program by which the state would enable the private sector to continue investing responsibly in their lease areas to advance project development during a period of federal uncertainty, so that projects are well positioned to move forward efficiently when federal conditions become more favorable. One potential approach for this could be co-investment by the state," Harris said. Also looking forward, NYSERDA on October 2, 2025, proposed an offshore wind implementation plan that, among other things, structures the OREC system to reduce impacts on electric utility ratepayers, including through sales to voluntary third parties. The Public Service Commission approved the plan at its February 12 meeting. PSC Chair Rory Christian said in a news release, "The Commission acted to ensure the orderly management of the OSW program and corresponding sale of OSW renewable energy certificates by NYSERDA when the program becomes operational. Our decision today will benefit residential and commercial customers by ensuring that ratepayer costs related to offshore wind development are reduced." The New York Offshore Wind Alliance issued a statement supportive of the state's three policy moves. We understand NYSERDA's decision to close the 2024 offshore wind solicitation without awards was because the original proposals were based on a completely different federal landscape, said Alicia Jean Artesa, director of the industry group. We are strongly supportive of NYSERDA's recent RFI exploring a pre-development model for offshore wind solicitation. We believe that fundamentally changing how New York procures offshore wind energy is the right path forward while we adapt to the current federal instability. And she said, we are also encouraged to see that the PSC approved NYSERDA's offshore wind implementation plan yesterday. This is a meaningful step from the PSC to allow for more flexibility in the sale of ECS and ensure our current under-construction projects continue to be managed effectively.